This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfurt, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosier Land TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Hello?
What?
I don't hear anything.
I'm just pulling the music down.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, that's you. That's your problem. Whoa,
nope.
What the heck?
I don't know what's going
that's
on.
That's your control over there.
Okay, got
yeah.
it. Okay.
Are you
Woo,
good?
Yeah, now I can hear something.
Okay.
A little fright thing there. Hey, welcome to Party Line, everybody. Hey, give us a break.
I can't let her touch anything, I'm telling you.
We were here until late last night.
Well, we weren't. But
we were helping. Yeah. By the way, thanks to Carl and Melissa for last night helping me with coverage of the weather that came through. Boy, when I came in this morning, the little Avery area there, just off the Michigan Town Blacktop, boy, they took a hit there and there were lots of trees and limbs, and I saw one really large limb on somebody's truck on the way in this morning.
I saw some burn marks and everything else, so you could tell where the lines were down. And shout out to MJ too for keeping everything posted on the websites last night while we were trying to take care of the on-air and watch the weather going through everywhere.
Yeah, well, thanks to Carl. He actually was here and we were live. And so if you missed it, hopefully you were taking shelter last night. But I think we got lucky compared to some areas.
Maryville got hit hard.
Kirkland area still without power, it looks like this morning.
They got hit pretty good too.
Cookie company said that they weren't baking yet, but they would as soon as they got power back. And so we'll try.
A lot of trees, lines down all the southern side of Clinton. Speaking of which, southern side of Clinton County, when we get to our guest here, we can ask about, did you have damage?
We actually did not. We got our kids up out of bed and went to our safe place because it came on all of a sudden. And normally we kind of ride it out a little bit, but last night we got them because it was just a little scary there for a minute.
It was a little scary there for a little bit.
Yeah, when I left this morning, we were very lucky. We did not have any tree limbs down or any damage that I could see quickly as I was heading this way.
That lovely voice is Hillary Guffey, by the way, and we're going to talk to her in just a minute here. In the meantime, thanks to our friends last night with the Clinton County Community Foundation. We had a great night out at Prairie Creek Park and celebrating the 30th anniversary. We gave away $30,000 in scholarships and grants last night, so congratulations to those winners as well. We appreciate all of them. Now, here's the thing. They went through last night to all of the booths and got to register, so we're going to let Hillary draw a couple of names for holiday World and Indiana Beach tickets. So two. We're going to draw two. Yes, I'll let you draw. Okay, one and two. Okay, thank you. So winners this morning from last night, congratulations to Mateo Valrez. I cannot read the writing on the last name, so Valdez maybe, and Andrew. And so we will, he didn't put a last name on his, so congratulations to those guys. We will get them their tickets for Indiana Beach and Holiday World. So it was a great night last night, and lots of people, Ability Services, the Clinton County Extension Homemakers, off the top of my head, I can't remember who the third winner was for the $5,000 grant. And then the scholarship winners were all there last night, too. I mean, I talked to the scholarship winners, and I said, do each of you have college debt? And they said, yes. So $5,000, boy, that
makes
goes.
A big difference.
It does. I mean, you always wish you could give them the world, but we can't.
Right.
But, boy, $5,000 is a nice chunk of change. So it was a really great night last night at Prairie Creek Park. So thanks to our friends at the Community Foundation for putting that on. And man, the music last night was really great as well. So that was Wesley Manor. Thank you, Melissa Robertson. Wesley Manor was the third one. I should have known that, but my brain, thank you, Melissa. So Wesley Manor was the third one to get a $5,000 grant last night.
Yeah,
so
I'm glad the weather held out and you guys were able to get all that in before everything decided to break loose all over the state. So we have a reprieve. We're going to be drying out for a while, which will be nice and a little cooler, too.
Oh.
So if you do have to do some cleanup, it's not going to be near as sweltering. So that'll be good. On your drive-in, did you happen to go past the fairgrounds to see if there was anything there?
I have not. I came straight here from my
She's
house.
She's afraid to go by. Look at her. She's like, I don't know if I want to or not.
I haven't
heard of anything from out there. But
I haven't gotten any texts or anything. And to be honest, normally I'm kind of the first call if something's happened. So,
yeah.
But no, I haven't heard of anything. I'm sure there's some tree limbs down here and there or some sticks to pick up. But other than that, I have not heard of any damage. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that it stays that way.
Again, Hillary Guffey from the Clinton County Fair Council, Fairgrounds and Rental is our guest on Party Line today, and we are not that far away from the fair, actually.
I know.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, I was coming up with things to talk about last night, and I'm like, man, there's a lot. We have a lot to talk about, and I feel like we've talked in previous years before now, but
sure.
Time just kind of gets away from you, and it sneaks up on you, and
it does.
Be here quick.
It's when all the kids are at home working on their projects right now, you know. If you're not walking your pigs or your cows or your sheep right now or working on some kind of sewing project or foods, then you might want to start on those.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't want to dwell on it because we've already discussed it enough, but for people who don't understand, you guys already have an inclement weather plan in place, and it's flawless because it works great. We've seen it. Well, of course, we've all lived through the fair. We know that there is going to be at least one thunderstorm during the fair.
Oh,
come on!
It's
either the cattle show or it's the sheep or the hog show. It's going to be one of the two every year. But you guys have got a plan that's worked out that is just flawless. That everybody gets contacted, everybody knows what's going on, and have been able to keep everybody safe for quite a while.
Yeah, and I have some thank yous here for kind of the end, but we'll kind of jump into some of them. Renee Crick with Central Dispatch and EMA, she's already been in contact with me. Lots of questions, lots of updates to those plans, and we just really appreciate her going the extra mile to make sure that everyone is safe. And then all of our local authorities know what the plan is if there was an emergency. Tom Farlow has already been in contact with me about deputies for each night and just having the Sheriff's Department on the grounds for each of these events or when the rides are up and going is huge. Just having them there, they've got their radars pulled up if there is weather in the area, and then we're in constant contact with Central Dispatch as well, calling me, you know, just keeping us aware, and we're communicating that with 4-H and then getting the word out to others and kind of making rounds around the fairgrounds, letting people know so everybody can get to safety with plenty of time. So kind of a shout out to them. We'll have our meeting here. Oh, I can't remember the date right off. But here in July, we always meet with EMA and Central Dispatch and all of our other local authorities and just kind of have that game plan in place and talk about things. So it's all them. We just kind of follow what we're advised to do. But, yeah, it's a great plan. And knock on wood again, Cindy, that
I
we
got
have
you.
A a cool, dry fair.
That would
really
great.
Use one. It would
be nice. Yeah.
We don't ask for much. Just a cool, dry fair.
Just for 1 week.
That's right.
Well, the program's posted.
Yeah.
Fair is officially on the record now, ready to get started.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest, I'm a little later getting that out, but there were a lot of things still in limbo. So I would rather wait and make sure that we have as much nailed down as possible before putting that out there, so that way people don't have all the changes and things. But yeah, I posted that out last night on our Facebook page, Clinton County Fairgrounds and Rentals. So it's looking good. It's looking full. We've got some different events. We're trying to just think outside the box and take ideas from other counties that they do, and just bring it here to Clinton County to just reach all age levels. So the big one, the Midway is open each night from 5 to 11, and Paul Huseman and his crew will be back with us again this year. And we love working with Paul. He's great. His staff does a great job. The rides are always clean and safe, so we have a great partnership with him, and we're going to continue that.
I talked to Paul yesterday, actually. He was quite chatty yesterday and talked to me for quite some time. We had a nice conversation. And we are going to do Buddy Night on Tuesday and Thursday again out at the Clinton County Fair. So here's the deal. You get one bracelet, and you have to have the stickers. Each person has to have a sticker. So you and your buddy have to have a sticker, but you get the first bracelet for $25 and the second bracelet for just $5 if you have the stickers. Mm-hmm. And then we will be letting folks know those pickup locations of the stickers as we get a little closer to the event as well. But yeah, Paul was great to talk to, and he's looking forward. He said this is one of his favorites. Yeah. He loves to come to Clinton County. So
it kind of runs like a well-oiled machine now. We've got everything kind of in place. He knows the fairgrounds so well. He knows what goes well in different locations. And of course, Buddy Night, how many years have we done this?
Oh, a long time.
Long time. And it's always a great event, a great turnout. So we appreciate you guys in Wylo and your support and your helping us have that event too. It just is another opportunity for the community to come out and save a little money and still get to get out there and get your elephant ear or your lemon shake up.
Yeah, well, thank you. We like doing it with you folks. So the fair officially kicks off on Sunday. Is that correct?
Yeah, so officially kicks off with the parade. However, we have a lot of events on Saturday, July 11th. 4-H events start. Cindy is over here rubbing her hands together because she's super excited. The Derby, which is a fan favorite, has actually been moved to the first Saturday of the fair, so Saturday, July 11th. And we're starting that at 7 p.m. So we've tried a couple different times in years past. We've tried a couple different days, but we felt like a Saturday night and starting it late with sometimes the heat. So sitting out there in the grandstands or the infield just melting, watching this great show that Chase Thompson and his crew put on. So we're really excited for that.
We were talking about, somebody asked me, oh my gosh, they really give away a lot of money for that. And I'm like, they do. I mean, some of these things, you could win up to $1,500 on some things, and compacts and full size, and they have street and stock. I mean, there's all kinds of events, but Chase really does. You talk about, that's a guy that knows his stuff too.
Yeah, I kind of told you, ladies, I can tell you the date and the time, and that is about it. So Chase, I'm sure you guys will kind of talk to him here coming up. He always does a great job. But anyways, he knows all the ins and outs, and they always put on a great show.
Well, you mentioned Renee, and we have Renee on the phone with us now. Yeah. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
We're getting ready for fair. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing a little damage assessment this morning.
Oh, goodness. Okay, let us have it.
So I'm out in Kirkland. Kirkland seems to be the worst hit from last night. I mean, it started... We did have a couple homes with trees down in the Colfax area, trees down throughout, on and off randomly. The biggest part was probably the southern half of the county, but we did have things, trees and lines down out on Gasline Road and Michigantown Blacktop. So we did have sporadic, throughout the county, but Kirkland is definitely probably the worst hit. We still have, they're obviously still without power. Duke Energy is going to take some time to get out here. They were out here and evaluated, but then they have to get teams together. There's poles that are damaged along 421. We do have homes that are damaged here. I just talked to someone on North Pike Street. They had three trees come down on the back half of their house, and it's completely damaged, so they're not even going to be able to stay in their home. So I'm just driving and documenting and making contact. I've talked to the National Weather Service last night. I just talked to them this morning. I've asked for them to go ahead and send a team up because obviously I'm still learning as well. And so I've asked them to send a team up. So hopefully I'll hear from them in the next couple hours on when they can meet me up here just to kind of take a look.
Well, we appreciate you calling. I know you're saying that Kirkland is still out of power. Are there any other residents in our area that are still out of power other than the Kirkland area?
Yes, I'm sure there are still others throughout the county. Probably, and, you know, not only Duke, but I don't know, you know, the Frankfort City Light and Power. I know they were out a lot last night, so I don't know if there's still power outages in their area or not. I believe Colfax area had power outages, so, you know, we do have quite a bit.
Well, when Melissa and I came in this morning, we both come in the Michigan Town Blacktop and that little area of Avery there.
What Avery. Was, you know,
boy,
yeah.
That in there got hit pretty hard.
Yes, yes. So it's just kind of a, you know, I think two different locations because I don't think it spread from Kirkland to Michigan Town. So I think as it moved, but the National Weather Service said, you know, what they were seeing at everything. And then it continued straight on into Muncie.
Yeah.
As far as the storm. So
yeah,
they've got a lot of damage over there as well.
Yeah,
so.
that particular cell. And then they had the other side of the county, which was at first started out as just a thunderstorm. And then it turned to a tornado warning, but more so for Carroll
yes.
County than us. I mean, it kind of followed
yes.
26
yes.
because
yes.
All these storm systems seem to be going east.
East,
yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. So I know we did, I think last night, we did have some trees down on 26. I want to say, if I remember correct, west of 29.
Yep.
So, you know, so, but it's not what we want to see at all. And I feel bad, you know, I spoke to the lady whose house is damaged and, you know, that's terrible. That, you know, they were gone camping and, you know, came home and, you
oh,
know,
no.
with this. And, you know, I hate that for them. So yeah. I hate it for everybody.
Renee.
So, but the fire department has been out. They were out last night trying to open roads up here in town. But, you know, the bad thing is we have lots of power lines that are still down. So, you know, that kind of hinders. And then they were back at it this morning because, you know, it's very difficult when it's dark out and you can't see. It's not worth taking a chance.
No, it's not.
No, because you don't know what's live, what's not. I mean, they can kill wide
yeah.
areas, which is great. You know, they can. It doesn't take a lot for them to be able to kill a wide area, but you still don't know what's live and what's not,
no,
especially
correct,
in the dark.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have any confirmation yet on whether these were just a wind, if this is just wind damage, or if there was an EF0 or EF, you know, small tornado?
Right. We're still trying to determine that. I'm not seeing any twisting or anything like that. So if it was, it was probably a zero, but I'm going to refer to the experts with the National Weather Service. That's why I've asked them to come up. But what I'm seeing, I feel is more straight line wind, but I could be wrong. And like I said, I'm going to wait for the National Weather Service to make their determination as well.
Well, Renee, we really appreciate you calling in today and keep us posted. You know, you're welcome to call
sure.
anytime. We were live on the air
yeah.
last night. And if you're out in the field, please let us know. Get a hold of
okay.
me or Melissa.
Yeah.
And we would love to hear from you guys and we can help, you know, let folks know what's going on. So we sincerely
sure.
appreciate you calling in this morning. Thank you so much.
Okay. No problem. Have a good day.
You too. Be safe.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. A little interjection there of the weather
hey.
Last night. But, yeah, when
okay.
when she calls, we, you know how,
yeah.
like you, when she calls you,
yeah.
we better listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly right. So
no.
we were talking about the Clinton County Fair with Hillary Guffey, who is on the Clinton County Fair Council. And we've talked about the Derby a little bit. But
yeah.
there are some other things happening. We talked about Sunday being the parade.
Yep.
And so the Derby change-up is that it's the first Saturday
yep.
this year. So that's, in my mind, I know that's not the official kickoff, but I feel like the fair starts that Saturday
yeah.
evening. As long as you get an elephant ear and some
right.
lemon shake-ups,
yeah.
I think that's the start of the fair.
The rides are open.
That's
well,
right.
I think it's really cool. They're having a foam party on Saturday night.
Yeah. Yeah, something different there, too. We're having a foam party.
Well, we can do that, too.
We can do that, too, down in the barns.
Yeah.
A foam party. That is going to be presented by First Bank Midwest. So a lot of you around this area know that as the Farmers Bank, including all of us in this room. It's near and dear, but the new name, First Bank Midwest, they have graciously sponsored that for us, which is awesome because it's not cheap, but it's going to be super fun. So, and that is kid friendly. So bring out your kids. They say to wear clothes that can get a little damp or a little wet. It'll be kid friendly music, but that'll be there in the entertainment tent for about an hour. So just something else going on and just fun. So we're doing that. All the 4-H shows start early Saturday morning at 8 a.m. with the Horse and Pony Show, the Rabbit Show at 9. Jumping into Sunday, of course, the parade at 2, the cat show at 4 o'clock. The pizza eating contest is always a big hit. That's sponsored by Bruno's Pizza, Peyton Akard here in town. And people just, they swarm to sign up for that because it's the first 10 people in each age division. And that's a that's a way, if you are looking to save money, that's a way to have a meal for free.
If it it were for the fact that I would embarrass myself, I can pound a Bruno's pizza without a problem.
So if you're looking for a free dinner, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And if you win, you get gift cards, too, to go back to Bruno's. So we really appreciate Peyton Akard and that, making that possible. The Midway, again, is open every night from 5 to 11. You girls stop me if there's anything that you want to talk about.
No, you're
further.
Doing good.
No, you're fine.
Monday, July 11th, or 13th, my goodness, sorry, guys. That starts with the Llama Show at 8 and the Poultry Show. Barbecue and Taco Showdown. So we did this last year, and I can't really say we because Susan Galveston, she's one of our vendors with the Cub Scouts. She actually kind of headed this up, approached me, and I was like, sure. We have a lot of vendors who serve tacos at the fair and then a lot who serve barbecue.
Sure.
So she's like, let's do like a contest and see who has the best at the fair. So she runs this. She provides the banners, and then it sits outside the vendor's trailer or stand for the week, and then everybody kind of knows they won the taco and barbecue showdown.
That is cool.
We're going to do that again. I told her I would be a judge if she needed it, but I don't know. Mini 4-H show is also on Monday, July 13th. Let's skip to Tuesday, July 14th. The cattle show starts at 10 a.m., followed by the sheep show at 5 p.m., Harness racing is a free event, and that's always draws a big crowd around the outside of the track. So that starts at 6 p.m. on Tuesday and Wednesday night. So if you can't get there one night, come the other. Again, that's a free event. You can park around the outside and watch that. Tuesday, July 14th, Sheltered Reality Drumline. If you have never heard the drumline, I strongly encourage you to come out and listen to these adults and kids play these drums. It draws a crowd from clear down the Midway. People just kind of hear it and they start to come and they stand around the entertainment tent. So it's a fun event. We're doing a couple movie nights also this year, something different just to kind of go into the evening. We purchased a screen and a projector for pretty cheap. And so we're going to play some kid-friendly movies. So those of you who are in the livestock area for 4-H and you're there late until you've got to tuck everything in for the night, come up and watch a movie. We might have some popcorn or something there too.
Oh, that's neat.
Just another free event and something going on. So that'll be Tuesday and Wednesday night. What else do you guys see? Karaoke. Nash Smith.
Yeah.
Nash is going to come and do karaoke for us on Wednesday night as well. So,
no, don't even look at us.
Yeah, Melissa, you can come down, and if you've got a good voice.
We do not.
Come give it a shot.
That's why we don't sing here.
Yeah. We do not.
Come give it a shot. So that's something else. Again, just something fun and something going on. And but if you have a good voice, we'd love to hear it. So
now she said, good voice, folks.
Well, okay, any kind of voice.
Fun.
If you have the courage to do
there
it.
You say, if you have the courage.
If you have the courage to do
have
it.
Have fun, yeah.
Yes. And then we're looking into Thursday. 10-year member recognition starts at 5:30 with the Supreme Showmanship at 6. Friday, the auction, and then the cheer competition is going to be Friday night as well. And then to wrap up the fair, Saturday, July 18th, our Extension Homemakers are going to have Dan's Fish Fry from 4 to 7, and that's always a big crowd. And so if you've never had Dan's or you are a Dan's follower, come that last Saturday from 4 to 7.
Yeah, and you need to be there at 4.
Yeah, it's delicious. And then we're going to wrap up the Clinton County Fair with the truck and tractor pull on the last Saturday starting at 6, and that's in conjunction with the Indiana Pulling League. So a lot of big names come to that. So it's always a good show put on by everyone.
Yeah. Looking forward to the fair again.
Yeah.
It's always a great week. And we are planning on broadcasting Party Line out at the fair like we always have. So we'll be looking forward to that. Feel free to bring your lawn chair. Come out there and sit and join us. We have a great little spot out there. So if you are inclined to come out and join us, we'd love to have you out there.
Drop it and talk to Cindy and then bring it inside and talk to me at the livestock shows. So, because I'll be inside at the show arena.
Sure. So. Talk about the grandstands. You know, we've talked about them for several years. Yep. Nothing has happened yet. I mean, because I can't even imagine the cost at this point. I know that you have worked on this and have been talking about it for a long time. Yeah. Give us kind of an update on what the thinking is now and progress or not progress. I don't know.
Yeah. So I think the first step is getting some commitment from first our commissioners. We really, really appreciate them and their help with the two open-sided buildings that went up last fair. So getting that buy-in, and now we've opened up sponsorship we had four different buildings on the bidding form, and we got some businesses to come and buy into the fairgrounds with some new signage, which we'll kind of talk about because that's on the schedule too. So, but I think it's a big project.
I mean,
and I know it's an eyesore, and I know it's a concern of a lot of people, but we're talking a lot. Millions.
It's millions to
and that's
build
even,
that.
That's even going down and looking more at something like Clinton Central or Clinton Prairie's football fields with like a press box on top. Like, you're still with aluminum bleachers, you're still talking lots of money for just tear down in itself, and then repurchasing, and then you have to be ADA compliant and all of these things that right now we're grandfathered in because it's just been there for so long. Not that that makes it right or okay, but it's still in talks, and I know that's not what everybody wants to hear because I feel like we say that a lot, but it's a big project.
It is a very big project.
I don't think people realize that you have, you know, you talk about ADA compliance, that's just part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are so many regulations and government regulations that have to be met that I can tell you, like when the show arena went up, you were still a kid, but when the show arena went up, the cost of that versus building that exact same building, even with the sprinkler systems and everything on a private property, is doubled to put it on public property. Yeah. And now, since COVID, thank you, COVID, for everything that you gave us economically, you know, it's almost tripled now from what the original, when we were talking about this originally back, you know, at the beginning of 2020 or 2019, you know, back in there when we were doing pricing then.
It's
tripled now.
Yeah, it's crazy. And when you're spending that much money, you want to do it right. And you want to, I mean, you've got one shot at it.
Yeah.
So taking our time, making sure we're making the right choice for the future too. Do we need a grandstand as big as what we have? Probably not. But what do we need instead? So just making sure that we're doing that research and being fiscally responsible is another part of our job too. So, and we are a volunteer board.
I was getting ready to ask you this question. Gee, how much do you get paid for being on the fair council?
Nope, it's all volunteer. We have a great group with us right now who we work well together when we have a group chat, and we just say, this needs done. Whoever's closest or whoever can handle it quickly, somebody just jumps in and does it, which is phenomenal. But yeah, this is a volunteer position, which I'm all about helping the community. And obviously my kids are one day going to be using this facility as well. So it's near and dear to my heart. And that's why we put in as many hours as we do. But there's only so many hours in a day, and mama too, and work a full-time job. And my husband's a farmer, and we all know how tacking that is. So, It's a lot. But we just want to make sure that we're making the best choice for the future.
So let's talk about some of the signage and new things we're going to see as far as titles and buildings.
Yeah. So what was previously sponsored by Edward Jones, and we appreciate their sponsorship and their partnership over the last couple years, will now be the Premier Crop Insurance 4-H building. So Premier Crop Insurance here in town, Austin Walker graciously put in a bid for that building. And so that will be the new name for that 4-H building. So you'll see that coming up on the schedule and everything.
And I think what I like, because I know the other names too, but I think what's really cool is we're seeing generational 4-H, FFA, mm-hmm. just Clinton County, you know, and it's all generational, just like you were. Yeah. I mean, you're generational.
Yeah.
So
Been there just a couple of years.
You're third generation because your grandparents were involved heavily. So, you're third generation. Your kids are going to be fourth generation.
Yeah.
Okay. So are there any other names that we need to know about?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
so,
good.
The CIS Show Arena, again, we appreciate their partnership with not only the fairgrounds but also 4-H. They play a big part in the livestock auction and supporting our youth as well. So that building also went up for bid. It is now the Scott D. Walker Memorial Show Arena. So again, we appreciate that memorial crew for thinking of the youth and the facilities and continuing to make an impact on our community by upgrades and things that we can do with that sponsorship money. And then the last one was the South Open-Sided Barn. It was built by FBI Buildings, and I reached back out to them to see if they'd like to put their name on it, and they said yes. So we appreciate them as well. So that's sponsored by FBI.
Nice. That's exciting.
Yeah, we're still working on the North Open-Sided Barn. We've got a couple people who have reached out here just expressing interest, and so we're in conversations with that one too. But if we could get all four with some names on it, it goes back to the kids because we're being very intentional that money goes to that specific building for upgrades or anything that needs to happen.
Absolutely. Is there anybody on the swine barn?
Not yet.
Okay. So that one is still open as well, possibly.
We did not open that one.
Okay.
That one, you put lipstick on a pig, if you if you will. So yes, does it need that? Yes, for sure. But I have a vision, and I'm hoping that maybe if we could get some big community partners, so Frito or anybody who's listening, we could put your name on it and build a new show arena and then move our hog barn over to what is currently the show arena, and then that one just makes room for parking. So we hated to take someone's name and put it on that building when it's not as upkept as it should be. And it just needs a lot of work.
It's been around for a lot of years.
It has.
It's the same barn we all showed in had our pigs in. So
And the facility in itself just takes so much time and effort and money to upkeep. And we don't have a full-time maintenance guy or anything out there. So we utilize what we can. And the guys on our board are very, very handy. So they spend a lot of time out there making repairs as possible to save us money as well.
You have been fortunate enough in some years to have the Sheriff's Department be a partner with you. Are you lucky enough this year to have a partner in them again?
Yes. So Brent, they're on my thank you list as well. Brendan Bright, we reached out quickly and said, hey, we need a crew to come out last Thursday and Friday. We had a show this past weekend. And without hesitation, I talked to Chase Miller a lot, and he texts me back and he's like, yep, Brendan Bright, he's on board. We'll have a crew out there Thursday and Friday to help. And without their partnership, without their help of the sheriff and the deputies and the inmate work crews, it couldn't go on. It wouldn't be possible. So they just do a lot behind the scenes. And we just really, really appreciate their support and their partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. And they do a great job. I mean, we're out there broadcasting and they're going by cleaning up the trash cans and getting things. And
yeah, I mean, we spent 2 days out there just weed eating, spraying, picking up trash, going around the outside fence line, picking up sticks. And I mean, anything that we need, they jump in full force. And I mean, more hands make light work. So we're all about it.
Speaking of more hands, are there any openings on the Fair Council that you would like a plea to have some extra help?
Yeah, sure. We do have some openings. I'll kind of go through our board right now. So Matt Neal, myself, Chase Thompson, Loretta Pearson, Tony Bowman, Brantley Moseball, and Aaron Congleton. So we do have two open spots. That makes seven of us. We do have two open spots. But like I said, it's a lot of time. It's a lot of effort. It's a lot of conversations and decisions that sometimes have to be made quickly. And it's all hands on deck when we need it. So if that sounds like something that you're interested in, you can always reach out. Our email is clintoncofair1701@gmail.com. And I'm on the receiving end of that. So I can give you any information that you need. And we're happy to have more people.
And always volunteers. If you are just bored and want something to do during Fair Week, Hillary would love some help.
We can put you to work for sure.
Hillary, thank you so much. Yeah. We're going to talk to Hillary again as we get closer to the fair, but we wanted to kind of give everybody a heads up. We're talking about it. It's happening. Yeah. So it's going to be here before you know it. So Hillary Guffey, I keep wanting to say Hillary Doyle. I'm sorry.
Okay. I know.
Your parents are so sweet too. So I don't feel like that's bad because I know your mom and dad and they're just the best people. So that's a good thing. So Hillary Guffey from the Clinton County Fair Council has been our guest on Party Line today. We do have Mayor Sheets on the line. She will be joining us here quickly. So keep listening. Party Line, WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.